Glass artist Gloria Badner of Mattawan teaches children and adults how to create kiln-formed glass art. WMUK's Nancy Camden visited her studio to learn about Badner's unique path to becoming an artist.
I really wanted to take physics. I never took art in high school or college.
Gloria Badner was educated and employed as a scientist.
One is a refractory, the annealing temperature, and that's called the coefficient of expansion.
She's talking about glass.
You actually hold the refractory together.
Badner fell in love with glass art 25 years ago and began working as a glass artist.
I saw this cast glass. I'd never seen anything like it. Instantly fell in love with it. And glass is a material, it has a scientific component to it, so it just fit really well for me. And the type of glass I make is kiln-form glass, which is a little bit different than what most people think of. As an artist making glass, they immediately think about blowing or torch work. We combine some of those elements in kiln-forming, but most of the glass is actually created within a kiln environment. I actually got my first kiln out of a dumpster. I had friends help me lift it out of a dumpster, rewired it. I made my own glass. I didn't know you could go out and buy art glass and cast it. I actually was mixing the sand, soda, and limestone, just like I'd read about in the books, in a crucible and heating it up and then pouring it out into molds. And later I found that you could purchase material pre-made, and that was a huge revelation to me. This is a fused glass piece. This is probably what is most familiar to people that know kiln work. Little pieces of glass are cut, and they're shaped, and they're ground on a grinder. And little pieces of glass can be pulled out over a torch. All of the glasses have to expand and contract with temperature change at the same rate. And that's called the coefficient of expansion. And every material has that, but if you don't pay attention to that, the glasses will not meld well together and they'll crack. So a lot of time is spent in the studio testing material. The thicker the object in the kiln, the longer it has to be held at that 900 degrees. So an architectural panel of mine might have to set 10 days at 900 degrees, and the firing time for that whole panel can be 30 to 50 days for one piece of glass. You know, there's a lot of unknowns about glass. We think we know a lot, but every once in a while a certain texture or two colors next to each other create a stress in the glass, and you can even take it out of the kiln and it's fine, and then 10 days later it cracks.
Is there a lot of stress involved with that?
Yes. Opening the kiln can be a wonderful thing, or it can be a disaster. Through a residency at Pilchuck, which is a glass school near Seattle, I had the opportunity to actually spend 10 days really finding my internal voice. As a scientist and both as an artist, one of the issues that's really forefront for me is hunger in America. And I realized through this residency that all these changes we're making about food and fuel, I really have a strong passion for that. Corn became the symbol to work that out. So for the last 3 years, most of the imagery has been about fuel and corn controversy and how it relates to hunger. Also, how we're degrading our environment with over-farming. I work on the art gallery side of things, wall mounts or pedestal mounted. You still have to make a living as an artist. And I do a lot of functional and decorative works that sell at art galleries and museum shops or through customer commission work. I dream it. I live it. I'm journaling all the time about it. The hard part is picking the one to work on. What's important? Not just making an object, but what's important to me, what it says to me.
For WMUK, I'm Nancy Camden.
Badner's art, as well as others in the Kalamazoo's Signature Artist Cooperative, can be seen at the Holland Area Arts Council until August 31st.